I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. It is just a reminder again, as we are approaching Christmas Day, that, you know, Jesus is the reason, should be the reason, that we celebrate Christmas. I think many heathen do not have the concept of that Jesus is the reason for this season. But I'd like to again just greet you in that precious name, because that is the, I feel that is the highest way, the best way, the way that I can give you the best blessing, is by greeting you with in Jesus' name. This week we've been sharing on Revelation 21, the New Jerusalem, the beauty of it, and we pretty well finished up the chapter in the last devotion on Revelation 21. But I'm going to read just a few more verses here in Revelation 22. And he showed me, starting verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water, the water of life. Remember when Jesus talked to that woman at the well? He talked about water that she doesn't thirst anymore. Well, I find it interesting. You know, in hell, the rich man lifted up his eyes, and he cried for just one drop. Well, here we're going to have, it talks about rivers. It talks about rivers that are pure as crystal. But here it says, and he showed me a pure river, the water of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. It's talking about along this river is almost going to be like an orchard. There's going to be trees, and the trees are going to bear its fruit. They yield her fruit every month. So they were in perfect harmony. They were in perfect bloom. You know, nowadays we need to get sprays to spray our fruit trees. We have planted some fruit trees, and we're trying to do it in more of a natural, organic way. And it can be a bit of a challenge because the sprays, the chemical sprays, are so much more readily available. You can just spray your tree and it kills the bugs, it kills the fungus, whatever you want it to kill. But excuse me. But I do believe that some of the reasons that we have so much sickness and maybe even so much cancer because of all the chemicals that we use, well, these trees are going to be chemical-free. You know, now the big push is chemical-free, GMO-free, all-natural. Well, see, this is going to be a perfect environment there. The trees are going to bear in its set time. There's going to be nothing that's going to draw them back, because it's going to be a perfect world there. If you've ever wanted a perfect world, well, I think the New Jerusalem is going to be a perfect world. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. You know, nothing's going to enter in there that's going to curse the people, that's going to curse God. It's going to, even though the gates will not be shut, but there's still, it makes it very clear that no whoremonger, no sorcerer, no liar, and here nothing that curses is going to be there. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the light of God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. You know, this is not just a 1 week vacation or a 2 week honeymoon or a six-week trip that you take with your family to visit the U.S., but it's going to be forever and ever. It's going to be forever and ever. Let that just settle upon you, just the beauty of heaven, how it's going to be. You know, it helps me, after studying this, it helped me to put things more into perspective and just realize, you know what, I so look forward to meeting God, to spending eternity in heaven, and it helps him put this life in perspective. So I just pray that you were encouraged by this week's of devotion. As you walk through your Christian life, that you will be encouraged of what is to come, the afterlife. You know, the word afterlife is something that even many heathen talk about. They're scared of the afterlife. Well, I'm just here to tell you today, my friend, you don't need to be scared of the afterlife. It's going to be gorgeous if your name is written in that Lamb's Book of Life. The Lord bless you.